You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're live, Indo Expo, went out, took a little smoke. Great thing about Denver and about this convention is that they actually have a very cool designated outside smoking area. So you can come in, check out all the B2B industry cannabis stuff that's going on, and then take a little break and go smoke it up. I'm really blessed and very happy to have my next guest part of an organization that really, under this booming industry that you see, you got to give props to the people that started it, the people that started the revolution of wanting to make cannabis legal in the United States. And today I got Alex Rubin, who represents Normal, the Denver chapter. What is up, my brother? How are you doing today?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good, man. So how are you liking the show so far?
It's pretty awesome. That's a lot of people coming in and out, and a lot of really amazing innovation that we're seeing on the grow side. A lot of new technologies coming through. So it as a whole is really awesome to see the evolution of the industry and where it's headed. So
for those out there who have lived under a rock and might not know what NORML is, break it down.
In 1970, Keith Stroop started the National Organization for the Reform Marijuana Laws. He actually got his first loan from Hugh Hefner.
Wow.
Being a part of that entire revolution and starting from the bottom, he was in legislative meetings in 1970 to express the position of cannabis legalization. And when in 1996, when California became the first medical state to legalize medical marijuana, Normal was a big organization during that time. And it has grown throughout the nation. There's, I think, 50 plus chapters within the nation, all in cities and states. And we're easing our way up to the top and trying to our best to educate and progress cannabis bills.
So they have Normal chapters essentially in every state, in different areas in your state. Do you know when Denver Normal started as a chapter?
We've had back and forth chapters, but our chapter that we have now has only been around for about 4 years now. So we're a relatively new chapter.
Sure.
But a lot of people would say that once your state legalizes, well, where else do you go? You know, how much more can you progress? Though.
No, there's a lot.
Right. And in Colorado, there are still no actual public consumption areas. There are no licensees that can actually have a license to allow their customers or people to be able to smoke cannabis on the premise.
So Normal tries to find the areas in which the laws need to help the individual.
Right.
And since in Denver that is a current issue to allow the people, patients, rec users, a viable outlet instead of just being out in the middle of the street or
right.
In the hotel or in places where everybody doesn't necessarily want it to be.
Exactly.
Creating an atmosphere for that. And with that, you guys lobby, right?
We actually have a bill that we're sponsoring at the state level right now, or we're trying to get passed, to end workplace discrimination for cannabis consumers and patients. So in a lot of industries, you still have cannabis on certain kinds of drug testing. But it's legal in Colorado. You know, what you do off duty, off of the job, should be no business of your employer, especially if it's legal, you know.
Sure.
Your employer's not asking you if you're drinking alcohol. Your employer's not asking you if you're smoking cigarettes.
And some states do now allow, I know California passed a Senate bill that tells employees that you cannot tell a medical marijuana patient that they can't possess their weed, even at work. Just like if you had to take an antibiotic or a painkiller and you had to bring it with you.
Exactly.
Because you have to take it as a prescription. Whereas still a lot of states can fire you, let alone has to let you possess.
Right.
And I believe in California, Nevada, and other states.
I think there's 12 states now that have some kind of
have a rule that you can't fire somebody just because they smoke weed.
Exactly. So surprisingly, Colorado doesn't have that.
No, yeah.
So we're trying to actually get that passed at our state level.
And if people want to learn about the individual states and what things are good or not, that's the great thing about Normal. Let's give a shout out, norml.org. And you can check out the different, every state and their laws, right?
Right,
and
right.
Break down a little bit more about what that goes
sure.
into that.
So every state's going to have their own local and state regulations that are going to be proposed. One of the cool things that we're actually doing at the expo this year at our booth is we're proposing we're doing a letter campaign for two federal bills.
Okay.
The Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol Act.
Okay.
It's actually HR 420, which is really cool.
I like that.
It's the co-sponsor Earl Blumenauer out of Oregon that's putting that one up, and then we're also sponsoring, or the letter campaign is for this Safe Banking Act to allow banking for the cannabis industry as well.
Safe Banking Act, that's great.
Exactly.
And
so
there aren't a lot of states that have that, right?
There's no states that have any kind of banking allowances on a federal level at all. You can have like small local credit unions that will work within the industry in some way, shape, or form. But in terms of insurance, there's no really allowances on that.
Absolutely.
So this states' rights bill, it's the SAFE Act. If you have a legal state, you've legalized in your state, then you should have legal banking regulations on any business.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to get that passed as well. So our letter writing.
And that comes down to the people voting or an act of Congress or the House? Explain how that works.
Yeah, it's the act of in Congress. So the bill has been proposed in Congress right now.
Okay.
What steps
does it go through for it to go through?
I believe it's in House Finance Committee right now.
Okay.
So it starts in a committee, and then it gets passed through a committee, and then it goes to the House of Representatives, where all 450 some representatives vote on behalf of that. If it passes there, then it goes to Senate committees.
Sure.
So then it'll go to a Senate committee. If they have certain amendments that they put in, they might change the bill or whatever it is. Then it'll pass the Senate committee. Then it'll go to the Senate, where the entire Senate will vote on that as well.
Sure.
And then once that happens, then it'll go to the president's desk to actually be signed into law.
So in the end, it comes down to my boy Trumpy. Oh God!
You know, we're hoping that he can just see the money in this, and that's all he sees. And and surprisingly, he might write in some bills.
Maybe.
We really have no idea. That every day, every second is different in this current legislation and this current White House for sure. So it's very interesting trying to be in a progressive movement while at the same time you have a lot of pushback.
And Normal is a nonprofit organization, been around all these years. As a matter of fact, from what I know, Normal is one of the most worldwide recognized nonprofits, literally, on the planet.
It is.
Right?
And we were actually very lucky, or maybe not lucky, but in the last two cannabis business awards on an international level, Normal got Nonprofit of the Year.
That's awesome.
2 years in a row.
And
so
you guys do give like most of the money that comes in actually goes to
back to
the efforts
consumers.
Of doing what they need to do.
Right.
And if someone wanted to donate to Normal, they can go on a website, but can someone donate to a chapter?
Sure. So we have our chapter meetings are the second Wednesday of every month. We have a community engagement meeting where we bring in a guest business that sponsors our meeting.
Sure.
And then we also have a guest speaker that provides some sort of new technology, new innovation in the industry, and is able to present that in front of the entire consumer community, which is really awesome.
Wow.
So with the business sponsor, it's a $200 sponsor. It pays for our building that we're able to be in, the security that checks IDs at the door, and no money goes to us. It literally just pays for the ability to have those meetings, and it's a cannabis consumption friendly meeting, so everyone is able to consume. It's so much fun.
We
just have a great time.
Is it monthly, weekly, bi-weekly? What's the deal in Denver?
Monthly, the second Wednesday of every month we have it.
So those out there near Denver or in the Denver area,
Second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday of every month.
And if you follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Denver Normal.
Okay, so at Denver Normal.
Yeah, we post all of our meetings. What you kind of have to do is, because we have it as a private event.
Sure.
You send us a direct message, then we send you the invite. You put your name and email on it.
Nice.
It's kind of like, and then we do an ID, 21 and over identification when you're at the meeting.
How many members are part of the Denver chapter?
We probably have about 50 to 100 active members that are constantly coming to our events, our meetings. It's pretty good. We have a fairly good community that we stand behind. And we just, the cool thing about our chapter and we're forever growing is we have awesome events as well.
Sure.
So one of the first events of the year is we have a Grow Safety Symposium. So
Grow Safety.
We teach everyone in attendance about the efficiencies of growing responsibly. What's the difference between living soil and bottle nutrients?
Okay.
Different kinds of lighting techniques.
Okay.
Growing techniques.
You guys bring in a lot of speakers, right?
We do. We have a lot of guest speakers. Really awesome. We had Ethos Genetics that are here today.
Shout out to Ethos Genetics.
And then we're planning on having a consumption event this year where we're gonna teach everyone in attendance on every form of consumption and how to do it efficiently. A lot of people in the new concentrate world don't know how to take a dab. You know, how do I heat it up?
Sure.
How long do I weigh?
Sure.
What's the temperature?
Sure.
How are concentrates even made? What goes into butane hash or live resin or distillate? All these different kinds of forms.
We're gonna
show how to consume cannabis in some way, shape, or form. And also in terms of edibles, we're gonna teach people how to make butter, to make oil.
And that's important, right?
It is.
And to do it safely.
Exactly, and to do it efficiently as well. You don't wanna be wasting a lot of product. You wanna be able to use as much as you can.
Absolutely.
We're also gonna teach people how to roll joints, how to roll blunts, you know? Exactly. We're gonna teach people the interesting aspects of topicals, you know, lotion, salves, different kind of, you know, patches that are out on the market as well. So I think
what are some of your favorites?
In terms of
just general products
in general, I'm on the concentrate side of things. I work for Kraft Concentrates. Shout out to Kraft
Concentrates.
I love Apothecary Concentrates. They're some of the best.
What's your favorite flavor?
I've been enjoying some of their orange zittles. Strain I love the citrusy taste on it.
Sure.
It's delicious. And
Shout out to Third Gen.
Real heady sativa genetics on that. So I really enjoy that.
Of the brand.
Exactly.
Cali.
I've been smoking on some Super Silver Haze from Good Meds Dispensary.
The old school Holland strain.
Exactly. So I've been enjoying that.
Always a
They have a Citrix strain that's a grapefruit haze genetics. And it's delicious as well. In the concentrate form on live resin, I was a bud tender for a while, and I'd recommend certain things, and as a recommendation for that Citrix strain, I'd have people, or me, I'd pour myself a glass of OJ.
Okay.
I'd take the dab, drink some OJ, and then exhale the smoke, and it was like the best dab you would ever take. It was just delicious. It was amazing.
That sounds pretty wild.
Our third normal event that we have of the year is our normal summer camp. We all go out and we just have a good time in the wilderness. You also have, you know, blunt rolling techniques, but we also do like infused yoga practices.
Is it a sleepaway summer camp?
Yeah, it's a whole weekend. We bring tents out there.
In Denver?
We usually go out to the mountains, so we've gone to Loveland before.
Okay.
We've gone to Frisco before. So we've been to a couple different places in the mountains. And then our last event of the year is our holidays fundraiser.
Holidays.
Yes, exactly. And the fundraising for that event actually fundraises us to go to D.C. to lobby on a federal level. So we have businesses that help us fundraiser for that event. We have VIP packages. Primal Therapeutics has their infused massage there.
So do you guys post up on normal or on the different site, on the site that's just for Denver? When you guys have those events and those different options of things to do?
Pretty much it's just going to be the Denver-centric website that will have those posted on, and then all of our social media will also have those posts.
And so, what is Denver-centric?
DenverIsNormal.org.
Okay, DenverIsNormal.org for all you stoners out there listening to cars everywhere, wondering what's going on here at the Indo Expo. I'll tell you, I was saying this earlier, what a dedicated crowd of people this show brings.
Definitely.
To be out, the line was outrageous around the building to get in here in freezing fucking cold weather. It is really, really great to see all these people.
I'm glad that everyone was able to get in and be able to check some things out. There are exhibits that go back for all the way through this building. It's awesome. They have a whole hemp side. They have a whole manufacturing side.
Oh, is it really?
There's living soils. That is just the living soil that has like the worms and natural bugs and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that.
Yeah, so there's some really, really cool, just like different diversions of this. Primal Therapeutics has her own room where she's selling salves and doing massages and full like facials and stuff.
Primal
Therapeutics.
That shit sounds good to me.
It's awesome. Yeah, Jordan Person does a great job.
And I definitely when we start having our other celebrity shows being recorded here, I think I'm gonna have to slip away for that. That sounds really great.
Yeah, they're giving out free infused massages, so you'll definitely have to go check it out.
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite edible?
You know, I've really been enjoying Coda signature chocolates. They do a coffee and donut chocolate that has like a cinnamon kind of aftertaste on the chocolate.
That's cool.
They have a chocolatier that does all their chocolates, and they're awesome. They have a lemon crumble white chocolate that's amazing.
Really?
And then they have a fire and orange. What I've been doing is I chop up the chocolate, and then I make a hot chocolate.
Okay.
And just put the whole chocolate bar in my hot chocolate.
Damn.
And it is delicious. I really enjoy that. So I enjoy the Coda chocolates are really awesome. I enjoy Wana gummies. They're really, really tasty as well. Wana's an awesome brand. I'm not huge on the edible side of things. It's more of like the ends of the evening debilitation, or if I have an entire day to just veg out and do nothing. But
You gotta sometimes a lot of time.
Actually, one of my favorite desserts that I like to do with is the sweet grass brownies. They have a brownie.
Okay.
It's like 70 milligrams, and I heat it up in the microwave for about 30 seconds, and then just a vanilla ice cream scoop right on top.
Oh man,
so good.
You're making me hungry, bro.
And also the Keef Cola root beer. If you
shout out to my guys at Keith Cola.
Keith Cola.
Been around for a while. Probably the longest running around at this point.
One of the oldest.
Soda,
definitely
soda,
drink
THC
brands
soda
for sure.
Yeah, and soda brands.
I like to do with their root beer. I do a root beer float with some vanilla ice cream, root beer float on that, and you just get the fats and lipids working together with the THC.
Damn,
so good.
Damn. Any shout
you can tell
out?
I was a butt tender back in the day.
Oh, were you? Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. What shops? Let's give a shout out.
Yeah, sure. I work for Good Meds Medical Dispensary.
Yes.
I was trained how to be a bud tender there, and then I worked for Lightshade Reckon Med Dispensary.
Nice.
So both of those places, you know, had a really nice wide variety of concentrates and flower and awesome products. As a bud tender, I also had a college degree, and I wanted to start out from the bottom and learn everything. But you know, once I did that for about 2 years, I kind of wanted to get out of that just the bottom, and I moved to craft concentrates, where I do the compliance on that end, where I monitor the state tracking system for literally all of their products that are tracked in this statewide system, and then I audit their facilities too. So
Alex, you got any shout outs, friends, family before we wrap this up?
You know, shout out to the cannabis community, honestly.
Cannabis community.
You know, if we bring it together, we have a good time. I wouldn't be out here today if it wasn't for y'all. I wouldn't be out here for cannabis users across America who are still getting persecuted. And even in my home state in New Mexico, it's a felony to have, you know, a certain amount of bud. And I don't think that's okay anymore. I'm here for, you know, shout out to the medical patients that are still having like opiates you know, shoved down their throat. And don't have medical cannabis, and that's why, you know, I work with Normal, and that's why Normal is still very active and in the community, is because there are still things that need to change in local and state and federal you know, bills and regulations.
Absolutely.
and that's where we're all here today. So I think just getting out there and having a good time and really enjoying it. So thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother, for all that you do. After talking about these root beer float fucking this and that, you know, I'm going to get a fucking edible. We'll go have some wild food.
Yeah.
Smoke it up, hit some oil, and be back for the next interview. Thank you, bro. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Back CWCBE finished taking down a few edibles, having a little snack. Gotta do that with this crowd. We're in Denver, baby, popping, man. A lot of people around, meeting all kinds of interesting individuals. I got my boy Sam McKinney comes up to me and says, hey, and I hear people say, oh, I got all kinds of interesting stuff, and he goes, yo, I got this nano, and he'll explain it, wipe, where you rub it against your bong or glass piece, and it helps it from breaking. And I'm like, yo, bro, come around here and let's talk about this shit. What's up, Sam?
Man, I'm just as relaxed as you. I just walked through a CBD aisle and got handed 10, 15 samples, and then immediately after, at the end of the aisle, there was a perfectly positioned massage chair. I don't think it could get much better.
You can't get better than that.
Not really, no. But, you know, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. So I ask people every once in a while, comes up, what'd you do prior to getting into the cannabis industry?
You know, a lot of things. My background is actually in music.
Okay.
I've been running and developing audio companies for about the last 5 or 6 years.
We do
a lot of international manufacturing. I actually run a consulting firm currently that helps products manufacture and develop in retail throughout the United States.
Nice.
Yeah. And through my travels and process, and of course a passion for the cannabis industry that's existed.
Passion for the plan, baby.
The whole life. I came across
a bong pipe smoker.
Yeah, you know, you and I got to talk about that glass collecting, man, because I want to pick your brain.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've been very blessed to be living in Vegas at the time for over 20-some years. And my boys started Champs, which is the first all-American glass convention, started over 20 years ago.
Is that the Dank Man?
Josh and a bunch of different guys that are part of Champs. And then you got Age. Shout out to the guys who do Age and a couple 100%. Other glass shows that have been around for a really, really long time, supporting all the great glass blowers all over the U.S. You decided to come up with something very interesting that correlates with that.
We did. I've actually been a glass collector my whole life as well. I think I'm still aspiring to reach your levels, maybe. But you know, of course, the perpetual problem with any of us that are connoisseurs of glass or glass blowers is
some
glass breaks.
Drops it.
They do.
Most of the time, how many people are out there listening, shaking their head? You know, buy pieces, it's not that.
So
you, it's not that you drop it. It's like 80% of the time, it's the friend.
Yeah, it's that friend that underestimated his abilities and, you know, maybe didn't put too much care
and
into your valuables. But,
and then you break your favorite piece or a piece that costs a lot of dough.
Yeah, or the worst is those one-of-a-kind pieces. You can't replace them.
The one-of-a-kind you can't replace and has no price value.
No. A sentimental value.
And what are you going to do when your homie like breaks it? You know, you can't even fucking afford it. You get mad, but I mean, you know, he's never going to pay you back.
No, he's not going to pay you back. And, you know, he doesn't feel as bad as you do. That's for sure.
So you, how long ago thought of this idea?
We started looking at this idea about a year and a half ago. Myself and my business partner, AJ, we're partnered up with the largest nano-coating technology company in the world. They're called Liquid Nano. They developed the technology behind what we're able to do, and they've empowered our ability to be able to provide this to this industry.
Okay.
So we worked with them to come up with this this custom solution. It's called Durable. It is a nano-coating application that, simply put, you wipe it on your glass.
Okay.
And it reinforces that glass through a lot of powerful science.
Wow.
Upwards of 800%, it increases that durability.
Damn.
So it doesn't make your glass indestructible, make it durable.
Can one wipe do one piece? And long does it last?
Yeah, so you're looking at two wipes right now in front of you. One of them is our standard durable size. That's the one on the right there for you.
Sure, for like a pipe or this. And
exactly.
Then if you have a big bong or water pipe, you want this big jar,
yeah,
right?
You want the XL one. So the standard one's for a hand pipe to a bubbler, anything within like that kind of, you know, less than a foot range.
Sure.
And then the XL is for anything that's upwards of like, you know, a foot to 4 feet of glass. And,
okay.
You know, if you have a really big intricate piece, you might want to use a couple of these, but a little goes a long way.
Sure. And so you're Colorado, or where are you from?
Yeah, I'm actually right here in Denver.
So thought about this in Denver.
Yeah.
You've been hitting all the shops, glass shops, slanging the shit out, or what?
Yeah, man, we're really trying to spread the word. We've got some active distribution going on. We're working with a really nice distribution company out on the West Coast called Tubes. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
T-U-B?
T-O-O-B-S. Tubes Distribution,
Tubes.
And
okay, nice.
They're helping us really spread this into retail. We're also going direct into retail ourselves. And so anybody that's interested can just go to smokescience.com and click on that contact button. You can even email me directly. It's just sam@smokescience.com.
And then at some point in time, people just can click on a shopping cart. Now they just have to contact you to get it.
Yeah, you know, you can, if you're a consumer and you just want to buy it for yourself, you can just buy it directly off our website. We'll ship it to you immediately. It's like 2-day shipping, I think, everywhere in the world.
And are you just mainly in Colorado now, or are you guys all over the place, or what's the deal?
We're really proud to say that we've expanded pretty rapidly. We launched about 6 months ago, and we're starting to see our products pop up in shops all over. I think the biggest point is that people look at it and they think it's so sci-fi,
sure,
that, and they can't really wrap their mind around it, and so they become incredulous. They say, "No way, that's snake oil," and it's definitely not. I'd be happy to break down the process a little bit, maybe for you and your listeners to be able to understand how this science actually works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and can we talk price?
Sure, of course, yeah. We've tried to price this really reasonable. The standard wipe is only $20, and the XL wipe is only $30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once they do that, for years it lasts, or is there, you got to wipe it again, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so it's going to last upwards from 3 to 5 years, depending on how much you're using that piece that you apply
wow.
to. So,
and how do you know if you applied it correctly?
Well, if it drops and it doesn't break, then you did a good job. No, it's a little,
yeah, that's funny.
A little more involved than that. But, you know, we always tell people, use gloves when you put it on.
Oh, really? Can stuff get on your hand that makes it, like, whatever? Or if it does, is there a suggestion of what you need to do to wipe it off? Soap?
It's not really about it getting on your hand. It's about your hand getting on the glass. So we're working with nanotechnology, so everything's really small. Our matter is actually made up of what's called silicon dioxide, right, which is kind of a fundamental building block of a lot of things, including glass. So really what we're doing in essence is we're taking glass particles on a very small scale and filling in the imperfections of your existing glass to smooth the surface.
So I got you.
The interesting thing about that nanotechnology is that it's actually over 100 times smaller than the oil that is produced by your skin.
And you suggest throw on the gloves.
Yeah, so throw on the gloves, yeah.
Check out Smoke Science.
Smoke Science, baby.
You guys, shout outs?
You know, shout out to everybody in this industry that's trying to push it forward every day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's
we love all of
sure.
you. We love being a part of this.
What's your, you guys got Instagram?
Yeah, we are, man. Smoke Science Official. Check us out. We run contests all the time. We just partnered up with Zong, actually, to give away a Zong.
Old school.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
Zong, man.
They're making a big comeback, dude.
They kind of went dark-ish for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those guys with Cali.
Well, I think the story goes is basically the original owner sold the company, and the guy that bought it didn't do a great job, and now the original owner bought the company back.
No way.
And so he's coming back in a big way, and we've been doing a lot of involvement with them. We're pretty excited to see them back on the scene.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Have they like lubed up this thing and started dropping it on the ground to show people, or no?
You know, we've got some pretty big announcements coming up at Champs in Vegas, actually.
Okay,
so,
sweet.
I'd recommend that we all touch base then and definitely stay tuned.
Hell yeah, stay tuned. I have a feeling there'll be some wild videos to see at Champs then.
I'll put it this way. Imagine how cool a world would be if you could buy a bong that had an insurance policy.
That's cool.
So if you actually dropped your bong and it broke, you could get a replacement for either free or a fraction of the cost of full price.
I would buy your wipes all motherfucking day long.
Man, everybody check us out. And
thank
of course,
you,
thank you so much, man, for having
Absolutely,
us on here.
My
this
brother.
Is wonderful.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
You guys check out Smoke Science.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Someone needs to write a theme song.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Oh yeah, we're back. Indo Expo popping. People all over the place. I keep running into all these different people that have all this crazy stuff, and I'm happy that I'm kicking it with one of my other celebrity host, Kristen. What's up?
Yo, what's cracking, people?
What you think about the Denver crowd?
Okay, first of all, I got a thing for growers, and like this show is just like nothing but bearded growers everywhere. I love it. Second of all, like Colorado people are so much nicer. You know what I saw like on the news, Channel 9? They literally like have these commercials by the news people that are like, being a mother is such a rewarding blah blah blah. And then there's like another ad that was like, I'm a Mexican, I'm African, like we have such unity. And I'm like, I've never seen a news show like promote healthy shit before. Like I'm from LA, we just talk about shootings and stuff. Colorado is just different, dude. But I like it. It's cool. I like this event. And I've had really a lot of fun hosting all the speakers.
And we've done a lot of shows.
Have you?
Also, you have.
Oh, yeah. For sure, dude. Totally.
What were some of the speakers you had today that you had the privilege of moderating?
Well, I mean, first of all, Dr. Sue Sisley is a fucking G in the federal medical cannabis research, and she's been working for 11 years with veterans doing a PTSD study. But what's crazy is she has to she has to get all of her cannabis from the feds, and it's the worst cannabis ever. It's like swag from like Mexico type shit. So in the end, it's like, how do we know if it helps veterans if it's poor weed in the first place?
So we got our boy Trent, who has a very cool thing that he brought here. I was like, I've seen rollers in my life that roll bud, and this dude brings this thing that looks like a fucking wild contraption. Tell us what's up, man.
So let me tell you about the Easy J first. So we started out a company that wanted to make medicating a little simpler for patients, because a lot of people just don't know how to roll joints, myself being one of them. So my backstory is I was a 300-pound guy who was pretty sick, on 24 pills a day. I didn't know how to roll, had no idea about cannabis, but I heard it might be a medicine.
Sure.
So I get onto the cannabis thing and I start using it as a medicine, do a couple of things health-wise in terms of food that loses me 150 pounds and restores my health. So with that said, I kind of thought, hey, I'm going to try to make, I don't know how to roll. I had a smoke shop opened. I just opened it. And I thought, I'm going to make something for vet awareness or post-traumatic stress, something that makes it so the soccer moms can roll a joint.
Sure.
So I have my first product. It's a little travel kit, and I sell it in ports and different smoke shops.
You brought me here looks like a fucking cigar.
They're fucking so big.
So yeah. One more second of setup. I was at a patient event, and I had my little roller, and I was talking about how this thing rolls joints, and the guy had is a vet, and he had his fingers in his pockets to kind of set me up for it. I was in Albuquerque at a patient event, and those guys can be tricksters, obviously.
Sure.
And the setup was, I rolled it for him. He's like, well, that's great. And he pulls out a couple of stumps, and he tells me about how he got his hands blown off in Iraq, and I was like, shit. I don't have a product that's as cool as I think it is yet, or does as much as I think it does. And I kind of went back to the drawing board, and I made one out of wood last year. And then I did Champ Show with the wood one, and people are like, if you don't make that out of something better than wood, or somebody's going to take the idea. And then I just took that, and this is the 9th generation. It goes into production in the next couple months.
Okay.
There's a smaller one, but it does any size, from the smallest little pinner. Let's say you don't have anything.
Now, how do you adjust it to how big you want to roll it?
So it's got two ends of the belt. So either side of it has adjustment to it.
Okay.
They're just little knobs underneath, and you unscrew it, and that'll adjust the belt tighter or looser. And then this profile here lets it compress. So when you're rolling it, it'll give each one a perfect, and you can feel that.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And is there some good chronic in here, or is this just display?
No, it's real stuff. It's just some outdoor. It's nothing. It's not top shelf by any means.
Sure.
But you'll know to
get one of these, bro. We could smoke out. What do you think, Kristen? 50 people or 20? At least 20 people on that thing could blaze that thing down, right?
Colorado, maybe 10 people. You know, because everyone probably cheats pretty hard.
Sure.
Fortunately, we have adjustability, and you can go bigger. This is just a normal one.
You can go bigger.
We did a radio show yesterday, and we burned one that was bigger than a roll of silver dollars. It was a monster.
Really?
Yeah.
My question is, that's really big. Weed is expensive, so it would be hard, right, unless people had a good amount of cannabis to be rolling fat ass J's like that.
Sure. Well, it's adjustable, so if you're a little lean on weed, you can just roll it. Roll a little pinner. It's not a problem. It makes it really easy. It's fine with the small ones, but what it really does is it's hard to roll big ones really, really well.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. That has not been addressed.
Everybody can roll relatively small size joints, but if you want to do the big conga, it becomes a lot harder. You got to break out a bunch of different papers. You got to like put them all together.
You got to have skill. I don't know how to roll a joint. I use one of the little rollers, so I would be shit out of luck.
This would make it so easy for you. And you know, the other thing I didn't touch on, but it's really important. Now, you've probably all smoked cones before, and you notice at the front of the cone, it really tastes amazing. It's like, oh man, I taste all of it. But as that cone gets narrower, this air goes faster. Now, if you ever watch NASCAR, you see how those cars go around that track. They have the restrictor plates in there, which make the holes tinier than you have for your... If you have a Honda Civic, the holes for a restrictor plate are even tinier. And what happens is fast air heats up. And when that air heats up, it destroys terpenes.
Okay.
So when you smoke this thing, it's like a big, huge cigar. So when you think about what's a really good tasting cigar, well, the big Presidente are going to be a double Toro. And this will roll that big. And when you have that big, warm column of air instead of a hot, burny thing, it just warms the terpenes. So every time you puff on it, you just get this terpy.
Now, when you're rolling them that big, is that a king size paper, or you're putting two papers, or how? It looks like larger than the normal diameter of a.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I reached out to a friend of mine at Intercontinental Tobacco. He's got the Cashmere line of papers. When I sent him some pictures of what I was building, and he crafted this jumbo size paper. And he's got those. It's Cashmere paper, and they have a CBD infused paper and a regular paper as well.
Okay, that's pretty tight. Is there a website for people to check out yet, or any kind of social media, or are you just, I know you said you're ninth generation, but how do people get this if they want it?
So right now we're going to be moving to both an aluminum version and a gun polymer. If you've ever shot like a gun, you've seen how tough they are.
Sure.
My goal is to build it with a lifetime warranty, so it lasts forever. These 3D prints are available for people to use until we scale up the molds, and we
sure.
should be done in a couple of months.
And what is one of these non-production specialty 3D molded ones cost?
About $250. Yep. And
nice. And if someone wanted to reach out to you, how would they do that?
The easiest way on our website is www.easyj.buzz.
So easyj.buzz for all my stoners out there.
Oh, just the letters, like E, Z, and J.
Exactly.
Three letters, not hard to remember.
E,
thank you.
Z,
J.
And J.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. You have any shout-outs, any friends, family, or anybody you want to throw a shout-out there?
No, I just want to tell the people at the Indo Show, this is a great event. I do a lot of shows, and I like the smaller personal feel of this. And what she was saying about the farmers is, it's true. I've seen guys out here just cut, probably came out of the field. They're in boots still. It's a cool, regular, normal people show. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
You never see a bunch of growers together. They're like cats, dude. They don't come out of their fields. They don't. That's what's so special about this.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I can tell Colorado growers because they have beards, plaid shirts, and hats on.
It's cold here, though. So.
Because it's cold, too. That's a factor.
But plaid, it's just a Colorado thing right now. I'm not hating. I think it's cute. I'm just saying. It's regional, dude.
Well, one has to point out the differences to know, right?
That's what I do.
Absolutely. So if you guys want these giant conga fucking cannon joints and want easeability of rolling, hit up my boy for sure. Thank you so much, my brother, for coming
on.
And we look forward to the next person we have on. Peace.
Thank you.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.